pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns fucking by the river May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 55th annual musical, Beauty and the Beast, a story about a prince who is magically transformed into a monster and a young woman whom he imprisons in his castle in exchange for her father's freedom. To break the curse, the Beast must learn to love Belle and earn her love before the last petal falls from an enchanted rose. Production dates are May 2nd through the 4th and May 9th through the 11th in Reading. This award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserve seating tickets are $25, and K through 12 students are only $10 for our Thursday shows. For more information, call 530-341-2988 or visit ShastaHighChoir.com. That's www.ShastaHighChoir.com.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
He still believes the American dream, so his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know this guy from just about every TV show and movie in existence, certainly from all the Star Treks, and his brother Ron Howard. Clint Howard is with us. Clint, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Great to talk to you, man. Have you been in every Star Trek?
Actually, no. I haven't. I'll tell you the ones that I've been in. I was in the original series in 66, and then I was in Deep Space Nine. And then there was a series called Enterprise, which I was on. And then there was Discovery and Strange New Worlds. But I was not in Next Generation, and I wasn't in Voyager.
Well, then we've got the entire Star Trek universe covered because we had Jonathan Frakes on a program a couple days ago. And so now,
oh, cool.
We got the entire spectrum covered now.
Jonathan directed me in my episode of Deep Space Nine.
Really?
Yeah, because not only was he on the show, then he directed, and he's still around. He's still working. I think he did some Strange New Worlds. He didn't direct my episode. Worlds. But anyway, yeah, he's a good guy, and I just never forget. I only had one day on Deep Space Nine, and it was just happened to be one of those days where they had worked so long and so hard, and he was so tired. And by the time I worked, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow!
And he later circled back to me and apologized that. You know, the schedule was as nasty as it was, but then listen, that's show business.
Yeah, you're used to that. I bet you've been to a few comic cons. I bet.
Oh yeah, yeah. My wife and I. First of all, I've been going out for years, and then in the last 4 or 5 years, my wife and I have we enjoy it. We, once in a while, the travel gets a little weary, but we love going out. We go to Star Trek ones. We go to horror conventions. We go to pop conventions.
That's cool.
I enjoy meeting the fans, and we always end up having a good time.
That's cool. We're talking to Clint Howard here in the National Defense, and Clint's going to be guest starring on, of all things, The Bold and the Beautiful. And on April 26th and April 29th. How did that come about?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of a funny story. I was at one of these conventions. I was at the Hollywood Collectors Show here in Los Angeles. And a good friend of mine, Sean Kanan, he works on Bold and the Beautiful. And so, we know each other. He had a booth over on one side of the convention center, and I was over on the other side of the convention center. And one of the producers of Bold and the Beautiful stopped by to see him. One of the producers, his name's Casey. And while Casey was at Sean's table, he mentioned to him that they had invented this plot line that included they were going to bring in this character, Tom, the homeless guy. And the plot involved Sean's character, Deacon. So all of a sudden, Sean says, I know the perfect guy who can play a homeless guy. I don't know whether that's a compliment or not. But they marched over to my table, and Sean introduced me to Casey and said, hey, listen, you know, I got wind of what they were doing, and I immediately, there on the spot, did kind of an audition for a homeless guy.
And
Casey laughed, and like the next day, my agent called and said they want to book you on Bold and the Beautiful.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool. You know, it's so funny now, Clint, all of those traditions, and you've been in show business long enough to know how it used to be as far as if you were in a movie, you never did a TV show. Right. I mean, that was like that was such a step backwards. And now with streaming and everything else, it just doesn't matter. Right.
You know, honest to God, I don't think it's mattered for a long time.
Right.
But yeah, there was a stigma about television. But listen, you know, back in the 70s and even in the 60s, Fred McMurray, Henry Fonda, Brian Keith, there were lots of actors. There was lots of Carl Malden. There were a lot of actors that had done films that decided to sort of make their kind of their push into television. First of all, it pays real well.
Yeah.
And it's work. And, you know, and then I guess later on commercials for a long time, A-list wouldn't do commercials, but listen, if the price is right and I've always enjoyed, I mean, I started on television. So
yeah.
The idea that I've gotten to work on a lot of features, but listen, gainful employment is what I aim to do.
Steady work. We're talking to Clint Howard here in the National Defense, and he's going to be guest story in Bold and the Beautiful, April 26th, April 29th. And you were in so many of my favorite movies, Apollo 13, The Waterboy, Night Shift, Cocoon. What a great movie Cocoon was.
Oh yeah, those the old people, Hume Cronin and Jessica and Don Ameche. Of course, there was Wilford Brimley and the guy that used to be the Cracker Jacks guy. God, I'm brain locking on his name, but yeah.
Oh right. Yeah.
Ron did a wonderful job on that movie. And you know, there's another movie that is I had a very small role, but it really to me holds up. And it shows what a wonderful creative guy is Tom Hanks, That Thing You Do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tom is incredible in that. We've had him on the show three or four times, and the guy just seems to be so authentic.
Yes, he is. He is a really genuine dude. And speaking of Tom, the next thing I'm going to mention is Gary Sinise.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Gary is a friend of mine and I met him first on Apollo 13 and we've become friends over the years and what an absolute just saint he is. Talk about a fellow that is just, he gives and he gives and he gives.
Yeah.
And you know, my goodness. So anyway, we started talking about Tom Hanks and then I think of Forrest Gump and I think, oh, well, there's my buddy. You know, Gary. So anyway.
It's so funny you say that too, Clint. I had an interview yesterday with the COO of American Airlines and they're the presenting sponsor of the Snowball Express that Gary's behind every single year with kids that have lost a dad or mom to the military and for those Gold Star kids to come out and go to Disney World. And the guy from American Airlines, I mean, he said exactly what you did about Gary Sinise. Just a great, great man.
Yes. Yes. He is, you know, God, selfless and just that he works hard. He really works hard.
Yeah.
It's not that he's selfless, but he really kicks ass when he gets involved with his foundation.
Yep.
Going USO tours and then working with American Airlines and also the Medal of Honor recipients. the fact that he's been so big at friggin' supporting them and,
right.
and you know, World War II guys are almost they're almost all gone, but Gary for the last 20 years has been instrumental in giving those people their proper place in history.
Absolutely. We're talking to Clint Howard here in the National Defense. Hey, we're going to be interviewing your brother Ron here in this next week about his new movie about Sesame Street and Jim Henson. Are you in that movie?
No, but I know about it. I know. Listen, Ron and his partner Brian, you know, they've really
sure.
gone in deep on, not deep, but, you know, they've gotten involved in documentaries. And they made a lot of really good documentaries. And you know, Jim Henson is a really, really interesting character. And God, what a pioneer he was.
Yes, absolutely. I just saw the trailer for that yesterday. And, boy, is there a lot of layers to Jim Henson.
Yes, yes. And Ron always liked, Ron really enjoys that. Ron
yeah.
you know, really become a story smith, where he will identify where there's an interesting story that does have layers, and he likes to bring him out.
What is the give me a question that I shouldn't know about Ron that I could ask him?
That you shouldn't know about Ron.
Yeah. Something there's no way that I could know unless I was his brother.
Oh, I don't know. This is silly. I don't even really want to admit it. But ask him the story of why he refers to his little brother as the hee-hee man.
As the what?
He refers to me as the hee-hee man.
The hee-hee man.
Yes, and I've done something that no one has ever done to my brother.
what is that?
No, you got to ask him.
Okay.
I won't say
okay.
it.
Okay, all right, that's good. That's good. Thank you for that.
Make sure you write it down and you say, you know, why?
Yes.
Why do you... little brother to hee-hee.
I will absolutely do it. Hey, Clint, it's great to talk to you, man. Best of luck on The Bold and the Beautiful and everything else. Just great stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. This Military Appreciation Month and every month, T-Mobile stands committed to honoring those who serve our country. They support service members and military spouses through employment initiatives, ongoing community investments, and their best family plan discounts. T-Mobile values the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by those who serve. As a military-friendly employer, T-Mobile is proud to have hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about their commitment.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul Danuka, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the simpsonu.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's simpsonu.edu/events.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is exciting for us because we love to welcome those folks from companies that support veterans, and especially if they are a veteran. And as part of our executive leadership series, I want to welcome him, David Seymour, the Chief Operating Officer up for American Airlines. David, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate you doing these this type of podcast. I think it's I've seen some of your other ones there, and it's I think a lot of great information and exposure for those serving and those that are veterans that are looking to see what kind of opportunities are out there. So I appreciate you doing this.
Well, no, thank you so much. And this is actually an interview that's 4 years in the making. Do you realize that?
No, I did not.
I was looking back through some of my emails, and we actually talked to your team about 4 years ago about you coming on the program, and that was right at COVID time. And I think you were also trying to get your son enrolled in college, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and he graduates in a month.
Oh, all right. Well, congratulations.
Yes, that's fantastic. So it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, glad we could do it anyway, because this is I didn't understand the breadth of everything that American Airlines does for veterans, and starting with yourself as a veteran. Talk about your military career a little bit.
No, I appreciate you asking, because my military career began when I was born. My dad was an Army officer, career Army officer. So my brother and I grew up in the military environment, the Army environment, and moved around a lot. And I'll tell you, I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from being around the Army and what it was all about. And both my brother and I, went to West Point. We wanted to have a career in the Army ourselves. And so I went there. The very interesting thing is my dad, also a West Point graduate. All of us, our first duty assignment was with the 82nd Airborne after we graduated and finished some of our initial officer basic and ranger school. So we all followed a similar path, and then it kind of diverged from there. My career really after 4 years at West Point was in a platoon leader and executive officer in the 82nd Airborne, and then had a unique opportunity, was selected to become an aide to the 18th Airborne Corps Chief of Staff, a one-star, and did that for about a year. And then the Deputy Corps Commander, two-star, asked me to stay on to be his aide as he was going through a transition. And I was on a track to, make this a career, going to go Special Forces, and then something somebody came to me about trying to do something different, and I decided that I wanted to try the civilian life. And my last 13 months in the Army was the operations officer for the United States Army parachute team, the Golden Knights.
So, oh, wow.
I've been around airplanes and aviation. I just don't fly them. I jump out of them. And some people ask me why you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. And
right.
I said, it's the thrill and I love it. But yeah, that was the career. And then, but again, I learned so much, in the military, and it's been the basis of a lot of what I do, as a leader in the civilian world.
Talking to David Seymour here, the National Defense Chief Operating Officer for American Airlines. And, Dave, let's go back to Golden Knights for just a second. How was that experience for you?
Oh, it was phenomenal. And it was actually, I was there during the bulk of the a better part of the first Gulf War. So a lot of deployments out there, but there's a lot of sense of, I say, pride in the United States. So it was a great opportunity because the Golden Knights is really, you know, the Army's version of the Blue Angels and
right.
the Thunderbirds going out, and one of their missions is recruitment and talking about careers in the military, and absolutely had a phenomenal time going out there. And I got to, got around, saw a lot of states that I'd never been in before in my life, and it was great working with the professionals I was with on the Golden Knights, but just meeting a lot of Americans that are just super interested in, the fascination with aviation.
Right.
You can't say enough about it. People love air shows. They love seeing that kind of thing. So it was a really great environment to be in.
I had the privilege of flying with the Blue Angels about 10 years ago. And I tell everybody, we were up there for 90 minutes. It was the safest I've ever felt in any aircraft. And it was just a phenomenal experience. We're based here in Kansas City, Missouri. And so these four square guys that come in, they're not impressed with anything. And then we flew over Whiteman Air Force Base with a B-2 sitting on the ground. And that's the first emotion that I saw from the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he got so excited about seeing that. But, the Golden Knights and the Blue Angels probably not getting along a lot.
Well, they normally don't go to the same airship.
They did.
That's
have
by now, design.
So 2 years ago, they had the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds at the same air show. And that was magnificent. But like you say, David, that's a good point about recruitment, because everybody's fascinated with airplanes, any kind of aviation, and it does lead to a lot of that. You know, we had the new Miss America on this program a few weeks ago, the first active duty Miss America. Now, you talk about some recruitment. I mean, I just think that's smart. I think that's smart for the military in general, recruitment level's not great right now, but for them to go different avenues and to get the word out and to capitalize on those moments, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's, the things you can do, but I think it's just getting is, talking about a career in the military, it's a lot different. And I think there's, some people might not have the right perceptions of what it is, but there are a lot of things you can go do in the military, and the training and experience you get. I think in a lot of cases is second to none at that age, particularly those that are leaving high school or leaving college. The opportunities you get with a career early in the military is absolutely phenomenal.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Talking to David Seymour here on the National Defense COO of American Airlines. Well, you got your hands full here, David. I mean, airport operations, flight operations, technical operations, in-flight safety, integrated operations center. That's a big day, isn't it?
It's a big day, but, you know, a big day, you got to surround yourself with great people to get it done. But that organization's probably about 85,000 people strong worldwide. As an airline, we operate, more than 6,000 flights a day. And so some people kind of say, okay, 6,000 flights. Well, that's for us, on average, American Airlines flight is taking off every, just under 15 seconds, throughout the day.
Wow.
That's what 6,000, translates to. We carry, on peak days, 650,000, and there have been days we've gotten close to 700,000 people in our system. So to put that into perspective, that's like moving Boston or moving to Las Vegas or moving to Washington, D.C. metro, not the Metroplex, but the Washington, D.C. area, moving them every day.
Oh, wow.
Fly to 350 destinations, have a fleet of about 15 1,500 aircraft. So it's big, but we got a great team, a lot of very capable people that are really running a phenomenal operation every day.
Well, I want to get into the American connection to veterans, and starting with the visual that you see at the gate and the things that you guys do in terms of allowing active duty military on before anybody else. I just think the first time I saw that, I thought this is so cool and such a great thing to do, and really it just says a lot before you even get on the plane.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you recognizing that because it really is important. The benefits that we have with boarding group one for our active duty service members. We also have free bag allowance for active duty service members. A lot of great things. What I find interesting is that a lot of our active duty service members sometimes don't know that benefit's there. And I've been in the airport sometimes, and you see some of them you obviously pick out if they're in uniform, but they hesitate because they look at their boarding pass and they see what boarding group they're assigned. And you start, we'll then go around to them and tell them that you get to go in boarding group one, and they feel almost intimidated about doing that. It's not what it says on my car because of the regiment and the discipline that you have in the military. And then I've had customers coming up and says, what's going on? It says, this is active duty military. And they separate and they allow them to go on. But it's absolutely phenomenal. And it's part of our DNA at American, giving back to those that are serving and those that have served. And honestly, and for the families, because the families of those in active service or veterans, they gave a lot. And I think that sometimes what they gave is underappreciated. So we try and do a lot to support all of them.
And speaking of families, David, I know you guys are the presenting sponsor of the Gary Sinise Snowball Express, which we partner with his foundation quite a bit. And this great trip to Walt Disney World every single year where they fly these kids in, man, it's so emotional, and it's such a great thing to do. And you guys have been doing that for a long time, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do. It's almost since its inception, because before Gary's an early involvement was financial support, and then obviously the Lieutenant Dan Band. And it actually started here in the DFW area, and it bounced between Dallas one year, Fort Worth the next. And I got to attend some of the events. But it's really, Gold Star families, where you bring the surviving spouse and their kids. And it is a truly emotional event to be a part of. We love it, and the number of aircraft. There are times we're putting over 20 aircraft that support the movement of all of them to that location. Huge send-offs in the airport.
Right.
When they go now, we actually have a big wide-body aircraft that flies out of DFW, and I attend a kickoff ceremony for that and spend time with the soldiers. But everybody, our flight crews that operate the flight, volunteer for those, the team members, and we probably have several hundred that help out with all the logistics. Just absolutely look forward to the day. But it's, again, one of the many ways that we give back to the organization. And I can't say enough about, Gary Sinise and the Gary Sinise Foundation for what they do. There's no one, truly no one like them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you talk about a guy that has just the perfect heart for veterans and their families. It's Gary Sinise. And Gary told us that, those kids, they go back year after year after year, and they become friends and just have buddies all over the world then.
Oh, it is. It's quite a community when you talk to some of them, because they – the challenge for some of them is they go, with the kids, especially the younger ones, is it's hard for them to relate, or other kids to relate to their scenario.
Right.
And they, in some cases I've talked to some of them, they don't want the apologies and all that. But when they're with people that are similarly situated, they connect, and it's the opportunities. And you're right, they do build friendships that transcend outside of even that event. They honestly say one of the toughest moments for those kids is when they age out of the program, and they can no longer go because of the age restrictions that they have. But what you find some of them is volunteering to come back and be a volunteer at the event so they can stay connected with it. So it's a phenomenal event.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles in a publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This Military Appreciation Month and every month, T-Mobile stands committed to honoring those who serve our country. They support service members and military spouses through employment initiatives, ongoing community investments, and their best family plan discounts. T-Mobile values the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by those who serve. As a military-friendly employer, T-Mobile is proud to have hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about their commitment.
Todd is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Todd, and I live in Georgia. I'm a veteran of 23 years. I love to give back to the community, whether it's my fellow veterans, some guy on the street corner. I offer what I can, when I can. I started noticing that my memory was slipping, and I wanted to take proactive measures to try to help that. I saw a Prevagen commercial, and I did some research on it, and I wanted to find out, does this stuff really work? I started taking Prevagen about 3 years ago. Since taking Prevagen, I feel clearer in my thoughts, my memory has improved, and generally just more on point.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Well, them are in foreign countries. We have right now just under 10,000 that have, you know, indicated that they are either the veteran status or in some cases we have those that are active in the reserves because we have a lot of flexibility with some of the schedules that you can do both.
Sure.
So we have a lot. But, you know, this is a group that's not just those that have served. We have a lot of families, people that work, team members that work for us that have, you know, relatives. It could be sons and daughters. It could be, you know, aunts and uncles that are in there. And they so appreciate what the military and the veterans do that they want to be part of this. And so these organizations do a lot of small. We talked about, you know, Snowball Express with Gary Sinise, but we do other events. But they'll do a lot of local things, helping out veteran veteran outreach, veteran support, but it is hands down our largest employee resource business group that we have there, and it's super active.
That's incredible, and nobody would understand better than you too, David, about how that camaraderie comes about. I mean, when you're working with other veterans and you're sharing that culture, there's just a sense of comfort there and a sense of everybody's going to get the job done, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's what it is at American, and that's where, you know, I like being in this industry. I like being at this company. This company, you know, one of the many features of what we just talked about, it's part of our DNA to give back. You know, when we have events that are supporting military and veterans, there are always more volunteers than we have positions to accommodate for the things that we need to get done. And it's just – it's so much a part of that. But the other thing I like about it is the jobs. There's so many opportunities. Go look at any of the services. You know, you're self-supporting. You got to do a lot of the work yourself. And that's what I like about this is there's a lot of opportunity. I was at an event last night with some of our team, and I encourage people to get out and try different facets of the airline. But there's always this opportunity. And the other thing I like about it and what I really appreciate about the military is no 2 days are alike. Okay. Every day, because, there's just so much we can control, and there's a lot of outside forces out there, weather being one of the biggest ones, that every day plays out a little bit differently. And I like that, you have to evaluate your position. You got to evaluate what you have to work with, and make quick decisions. The team's doing a phenomenal job here, solving that puzzle every day, all throughout the day, and I'm really proud of what they're doing. But that's, one of the things I really like about it. And those that have served in the military know that. They go to work every day. They don't know what, they might think they know what they're going to expect. It might not play out that way.
Hey, a different mission every day. It couldn't be a more perfect fit. And even down to working with military dogs, right?
That's right. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do a lot of programs there to help out with that one. And I'd say kind of back up to there. We have a same mission every day. It's how we get that mission accomplished
right.
Every day that ends up being a little bit different.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the longest plane ride you've ever had, personally?
Longest one I had was just over 17 hours. It was from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport here to Hong Kong. And it was a long trip.
Yeah, that's a long trip. We're based here in Kansas City, and we recently had a new airport for the first time in forever. And so there are flights being added, and it's pretty exciting stuff. Anything involving new airlines coming in, new routes taken, all of these different things. Have you had a chance to see the new airport?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. I was there probably about a week and a half ago. I know it made news in the Kansas City area, and it certainly made news nationally earlier. But I was at the Celebration of Life for Colonel Roger Dahlin, the Medal of Honor recipient that just passed away, who actually was a family friend ours. My dad and him served together, and I was up there for the event at Fort Worth. Phenomenal event, the outpouring of support. And he left such a lasting legacy and in his outreach to the community in not just in Kansas City, but everything he did as a Medal of Honor recipient. So, yeah, I was up there, and when I landed, I looked around and said, this isn't the Kansas City airport that I
there's
I
more
last
than two,
flew into.
There, more so than two
you got
restaurants.
A great airport. Yeah.
More than two restaurants here now. Well, and the other great thing, are you still on the board of the Medal of Honor Foundation?
No, I've left the board, but I do support. So I'm still very active with it, and we still support the Medal of Honor Society, which is the Medal of Honor recipients, their group, and then we have support for the new Medal of Honor Museum that's being built here in Arlington, Texas. So just a little south of where I'm at right now. But we, as you may or may not know, we have one of our aircraft in delivery where it really is the design of the airplane recognizes the Medal of Honor. Phenomenal aircraft if you get to see it, transiting through the country. And if you get on board, there's some QR codes you can scan to learn more about the Medal of Honor. But it's, again, cool. Another sign of our support for those, because the Medal of Honor recipients are individuals like, if you haven't met one, go take the opportunity. Salt of the earth kind of people, they're all cut a little bit differently, but they are truly America's heroes.
Well, David, what should people do if we have people in the audience listening right now that say, you know what, American Airlines sounds like the place for me. What's the first step in, finding out more information about some openings?
No, I love the opportunity, and we're very supportive, as I've talked about, with, bringing veterans on, and even those that are still active in the Guard and Reserve. There's a lot of flexibility, that we provide to do that. But the best way to go is, at jobs.aa.com. And there's a huge opportunity for jobs. And, again, worldwide, we fly to 350 cities. So there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of locations. But, the thing I tell a lot of people that when they're getting out, coming to work at American, there's some technical skills, a pilot, a mechanic, but there are a lot of skills out there working in the airport or working in our headquarters or working in our integrated operations center, which you see behind me, where, your leadership skills, I stress to any active duty member that's looking to get, to leave the service and get into the civilian world, or veterans that are out there, is they have a tendency to underestimate what they really what they really got done in the military, and that is outside of skills that they had, you know, they had leadership. And whether you're an officer, a non-commissioned officer, or enlisted, you led people at various levels, and that is a huge need out there to have people in leadership positions. And you know, in the military, you get different requirements, different missions, but you're still leading people, and you know how to get it done. And there's just tremendous opportunities. And I always tell people, don't underestimate those skills, those leadership skills you learn, your ability to make a difference in someone's life or some, you know, a group of people's lives. And that's what they ought to emphasize when they go out there. Don't focus in necessarily on the technical or the specific job functions. And there's tremendous opportunity at this airline for that.
And what is it about these West Point grads that, you know, end up leading companies? We had Alex Gorsky on here a few years ago, this former CEO of Johnson & Johnson, a West Point grad. Mm-hmm. And you can find you guys everywhere, just leading just about every Fortune 500 company in America.
Well, I don't know about everyone, but no, we're getting out there. I mean, it's you know, but again, it's about leadership, and but you know, part of leadership also is surrounding yourself with great people and able to recognize you know, great leaders and advance great leaders and all that. But I, you know, again, I think, you know, any service, you know, I'll be biased to West Point, but you know, there are a lot of great leaders from all the service academies, and even some that aren't, you know, aren't from service academies, but you know, led in the military, that, you know, have the skills that you need to, because, you know, leadership ultimately is what's going to get you through, you know, get you through running a business, and certainly managing through crisis, which, you know, again, during the pandemic, a lot of companies face crisis, and finding a way to navigate out and be able to set the path forward. Huge opportunity.
And I know American Airlines does a lot with the George W. Bush Institute. What exactly? How do you work with them? We've had President Bush on the program a couple of times, and you talk about a guy that wants to roll his sleeves up and get out there with veterans.
Oh, he certainly is. I actually saw him at a event last week. We had there's a political event for a new person that's running for the Senate, not in Texas but outside. Actually end up being graduated from West Point, so we'll draw that connection there again. A couple years after I graduated, but my brother and sister-in-law knew him. But I saw, you know, the former president there, and, you know, I told him I miss his wounded warrior, or not wounded warrior, his warrior program. He's at the Warrior 43 program, and I used to go down to, Crawford to his ranch down there, and he would host, wounded warriors out on bike rides. Highlight, one of the events I really look forward to, just, you know, biking around. And at the time he was, almost 75 years old. And he was leading the pack. This guy is incredible, but what he gives, is just, you know, he's another one I put in that category of a Gary Sinise. Yep. Just truly supportive, and creating opportunity, for our veterans, and particularly in this case, the Wounded Warriors. But he has programs at the Bush Institute, that support, that in the Military Initiatives Program that we support.
Well, David, I can't thank you enough for your time, man, and thank you for your service. Thank you for what America is doing for veterans and to support veterans in the military and their families. And you know, keep up the great work.
No, Randy, thanks for the opportunity again. I really appreciate you doing these kind of series there. It really, I think it's great for the military and veterans to see this and see about the opportunities and hear about it, because sometimes they might not see that as an opportunity, and you give us the platform to be able to talk about it. And so thanks for all you do to support military and veterans.
It's my honor. Now, please return your armrests and tray tables to their locked and upright positions.
You got it. You got it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.